Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you going to talk with us today?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, we all are. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Thank You. Thank you. So Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, James helped Linda with some heavy bags. If something is heavy, it weighs a lot and is hard to carry.
Well, that was very thoughtful of him. James is a great friend. And so are you, Marie. Thank you for always helping us with our Read It.
Taylor likes to take pictures. She has a nice photo on her desk. Rob likes the picture. He thinks it has amazing colors. Taylor and Rob like pictures of cute animals. Pictures of animals make Rob smile. Alex is very talented. He drew an excellent drawing of Taipei 101. Taylor is good at cooking and baking. She makes yummy chocolate chip cookies.
Marie, Taylor and Rob have something in common with you. Did you know that? They both like pictures of cute animals.
Yes, and that's why I get along with them so well. I do have a lot of pictures of animals, but most of the pictures I take are of my cat.
Well, today is going to be great, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot. So let's get started learning those keywords for today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天讲到摄影和绘画的才华。像 Taylor 就很会拍照，她桌上的那张照片是她自己拍的。She has a nice photo on her desk. 名词 photo 就是相片。Rob 觉得那张相片的色彩美得令人惊叹。It has amazing colors.形容词 amazing 就是惊人、令人赞叹的。Taylor 和 Rob 两个人都喜欢可爱动物的相片。They both like pictures of cute animals. 形容词 cute 就是可爱的。Alex 也很有才华。Alex is also very talented. 形容词 talented 就是有才华的。他画了一张台北 101, 画得真的很棒。He drew an excellent drawing of Taipei 101.名词 drawing 就是素描或图画。
Hi, Taylor.
Hello, Rob.
What a beautiful photo. The colors are amazing.
Thanks. I like that picture, too.
Did you take it?
Yes, I did. I took it last summer at the beach.
You're a really good photographer.
Thanks. I enjoy taking pictures of nature and animals.
Animals are cute. They always make me smile.
Rob looks at Taylor's photo in the office. He thinks it's beautiful. Marie, I know you have lots of photos of your cat, but do you have any photos of something else?
I do.And today, I am happy to share some of my photos with you all. Look behind you, Peter.
Oh, wow. Are all these photos yours?
Yes, they are. These are photos from my last vacation. I took pictures of many things. Food, buildings, the ocean, pretty views. I couldn't keep my camera down.
These photos are great, Marie.I think you are a wonderful photographer. Friends, can you guess what a photographer is? A photographer is someone who takes pictures.
That's right. Well, Taylor's photo is beautiful. The colors are amazing. Now, how about we make some sentences using this word amazing? The musical was amazing. I loved it.
My best friend is an amazing person. He is always there for me when I need someone to talk to. And you guys are amazing too because you work so hard.
And I agree. Now, Taylor took the photo last summer at the beach. And Rob is right. She is a great photographer.
Taylor enjoys taking pictures of nature and animals. We enjoy learning from Christina, right? Here she is to tell us more about this.
Taylor 说他拍照时很喜欢拍大自然和动物。I enjoy taking pictures of nature and animals. 从这个句子里我们可以学到两种句型。首先摄影的时候拍某样东西就是 take a picture of something. 所以常常拍人物的就说 I always take pictures of people. 像给你的小狗拍照就说 can I take a picture of your dog? 再来喜欢做某件事就是enjoy doing something. 所以 Taylor 才说 I enjoy taking pictures of nature and animals. 再举两个例子 I enjoy working with you. 我很喜欢跟你一起工作。 She enjoys singing very much. 她非常喜欢唱歌。
Thanks, Christina. Well, now that spring is here, I think I will enjoy taking pictures of flowers and butterflies.I will also enjoy taking pictures of me and my friends. How about you? Do you guys enjoy taking pictures of anything?
Well, Taylor loves taking pictures of nature and animals. I know Marie thinks animals are cute. So do I, and so does Rob.
Oh, he's so cute.
Marie, are you talking about me again, aren't you?
No, Peter, I'm talking about my cat. Look, isn't he cute? I have many pictures of him on my phone.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's a great cat. Do you have any other pictures besides your cat?
Well, I do think babies are cute. Their cheeks, their chubby arms and legs, they are really adorable. And I also think pink dresses are very cute, too.
Well...Whatever makes you smile. And I know something that will make you smile today. Today's calendar phrase.
They make me smile.
They make me smile.
他们让我笑。
Do you like puppies?
Yes. They make me smile.
Do you like kittens?
Yes.They make me smile.
Do you like bunnies?
Yes, they make me smile.
Do you like spiders?
No, they make me scream.
They make me smile.
They make me smile.
他们让我笑。
Do you know what makes me smile? A break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Marie, do you have a photo album?
Yes, I do. Now, a photo album is like a book full of pictures, and I have a photo album of all my friends and family.
Well, most of my photos are on my computer, but I make sure to save them all. Maybe I should print some out so I can show friends.
Yes, and you can show me too. Okay, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
What do you think, Taylor?
That's an excellent drawing of Taipei 101, Alex.
Thank you.
You're very talented, Alex. Do you draw a lot?
No, just now and then.
You should draw more. You're very good.
Thank you. And you're good at cooking and baking.
I am?
Yes, your chocolate chip cookies are yummy.
Oh. Alex wants to know what Taylor thinks of his drawing of Taipei 101. Now, do you remember what she said? That's right. She thinks it's excellent. Hey, Peter, you like to draw. What are some of your favorite drawings you have at home?
Well, I like to draw things that I see, so buildings, the city, trees.
Well, hopefully I'll get to see them one day. Now, when you draw, you use a pencil, pen, or marker to make a picture. Here is a drawing of my cat. What do you think, Peter?
Oh, that is so beautiful and special, Marie. Did you draw that yourself?
I did. I know. It doesn't really look like him. I'm not that talented at drawing.
Oh, no, you're talented. Ah, oh, what a great word. Friends, let's talk about this word, talented. Can you play the violin well? Can you play baseball well? Can you sing? Well, then you are very talented.
That's right. It means you are good at something. Peter, do you have any talents? What are you talented at?
Well, I'm talented just like you, and I can draw.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, Taylor is talented at drawing, too. But she doesn't even draw a lot. She draws now and then. Now and then. This is a phrase we should all know. And here's Christina to tell us about it.
Alex 虽然很会画画，但是他只是有时候偶尔画一画而已。他说 just now and then。这个 now and then 是什么意思呢？ Now 是现在此时，而 then 则是当时那个时候，所以 now and then 就是这个时候那个时候画画而已，表示不是常常画，只是偶尔画一画。来看例句， I only see her now and then， 我只是偶尔看跟她碰面而已。They go to movies now and then， 他们偶尔会去看电影。另外我们也会常常听到有人用 every now and then， 它就是 now and then 前面加了 every。这两个片语基本上意思差不多，都可以当偶尔使用。
Thanks, Christina. Every now and then, I'll invite my friends over for dinner. I go to the amusement park every now and then.
Right, so once in a while. Taylor says, you should draw more. And right now, we should go to Rebecca.She needs to tell us about our grammar point for today.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you're all so excited. Ah, I know. It's grammar point time. Well, if you want to say that someone should do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, you should eat your lunch, or you should finish your homework.You can do this, so when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Marie, why don't you ever come over? You should come over and have dinner with my friends and family sometime.
I would love to, Peter, but you should call me and invite me.
You're right. I should. You know what? We'll talk about this later. Let's get back to Alex. He should draw more.
Yes, and we learn that Taylor is good at cooking and baking, but she doesn't even know she's that good.
She should know better. And friends, we should review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Photo. Photo. Please take my photo.
Amazing. Amazing. That is an amazing movie.
Cute. Cute. This baby is so cute.
Talented. Talented. Tim is a talented musician.
Drawing.Drawing. This is a drawing of my cat. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Now, let's go back to our conversations and look at it one more time.
Hi, Taylor.
Hello, Rob.
What a beautiful photo. The colors are amazing.
Thanks. I like that picture, too.
Did you take it?
Yes, I did. I took it last summer at the beach.
You're a really good photographer.
Thanks. I enjoy taking pictures of nature and animals.
Animals are cute. They always make me smile.
What do you think, Taylor?
That's an excellent drawing of Taipei 101, Alex.
Thank you.
You're very talented, Alex. Do you draw a lot?
No, just now and then.
You should draw more. You're very good.
Thank you. And you're good at cooking and baking.
I am?
Yes. Your chocolate chip cookies are yummy.
Drawing is fun. I enjoy it. And I also like looking at drawings, too. So how about we look at some together? These are drawings of some famous buildings around the world.
Wow. Well, whoever drew these is very talented. Hey, there's the famous clock, Big Ben. You can find this clock in London, England. And I also see the Statue of Liberty, which is located in New York City. Peter, what's your favorite drawing up there?
Well, I like this one right above me. This is the Sydney Opera House. If you ever go to Australia, you will want to see this. Oh, and right here we have the Leaning Tower of Pisa. This is from Italy.
That's right. Well, these are all amazing drawings. Peter, did you know that animals can draw too?
What? Animals? No, can't.
They can. Elephants can draw really well. They draw what they see. They are very smart animals.
Oh, so they can use their trunk to draw.
Yes, isn't that great?
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, friends, I hope you learned something, but now it's time to see a different animal. Her name is Ginger. Let's see what Ginger and James are up to.
I'm so cute.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because monkeys are animals, and animals are cute.
True. Animals are cute. Even you.
Do I make you smile?
Yes, sometimes.
Do you want to take a photo?
A photo of what?
Of me! It will be beautiful.
Why do you think that?
Because my colors are amazing.
Your fur is a nice color.
And my smile is amazing, too.
Really? Let me see your smile. 1, 2, 3, smile. That smile is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
G'day, friends. G'day means hello. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm glad you're here today. Today, I'm planning my vacation. Do you know where I want to go? Australia. I love all the interesting animals. There are koalas and kangaroos. I want to see these animals. I'd like to pet a kangaroo and hold a koala. What do you know about Australia? I have learned quite a lot.
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world. It's also a continent. Some of Australia's plants and animals are found nowhere else in the world. More than 80% of Australians live within 100 kilometers of the coast. There are 10 deserts in Australia. The largest is the Great Victorian Desert, It covers almost 350,000 square kilometers. Most visitors to Australia visit the cities of Sydney and Melbourne. They enjoy seeing the beautiful buildings and learning about the history. People also go to Australia to see the animals. Koalas and kangaroos are the favorites. Visitors also want to see the Great Barrier Reef with its beautiful fish. The reef stretches almost 3,000 kilometers along the coast of Australia. You must take a boat to get out of it. Australians are very friendly, and you'll enjoy your visit very much.
Wow, Australia is a big country. I only have 10 days for my vacation. How can I see everything? I can't. I'll have to choose places. I want to see the Great Barrier Reef, and I want to see the animals. I know Sydney and Melbourne are great cities, so I'll visit those too. And I'd also like to see the desert, the outback. I need more than 10 days, huh? Well, maybe I'll take several trips to Australia. I need to keep planning my trip. So I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Hey, Marie, do you know what makes a great gift?
Oh, what?
A photo or drawing of something special. But it must be special to that person you are giving it to.
Hey, good idea. Peter, quick, let's take a picture together.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Great.
Thanks. I will print it and give it to him for his birthday.
For who?
For you.
Oh, thank you. That's very thoughtful.
All right, friends. Well, we hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you tomorrow for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.